Remembering back 21 years, I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A 9/11 commemoration ceremony in New York City. A bell rang out at 8:46 a.m. to mark the time the first hijacked plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Vice President Kamala Harris attending the ceremony. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in the attacks. President Biden attended a wreath-laying and remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon.
We'll continue to monitor and disrupt those terrorist activities wherever we find them, wherever they exist, and we'll never hesitate to do what's necessary to defend the American people.
The Pentagon, one of the sites struck by a hijacked plane. First Lady Jill Biden speaking at a ceremony today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, near the memorial there.
First Lady Jill Biden was in attendance, joined by friends and family of the victims, as each passenger and crew member were read in honor of their lives and sacrifices.
This is the legacy we must carry forward. Hope that defies hate. Love that defies loss, and the ties that hold us together through it all.
So many brave stories that should certainly live on.
Fox's Charles Watson. Gas prices continue to decline. Industry analyst Troby Lundberg says prices fell 12 cents over the past 2 weeks to a new national average of $3.85 a gallon. She says it's because demand is very weak.
But this month, we have a big demand drop-off seasonally, plus the lessening of the restrictions on vapor pressure, in other words, the summer blend, which costs more to make, comes to an end.
Prices are still 61 cents higher on average than they were a year ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
One conservative political activism group is ranking states based on how free they perceive education to be. Fox's Evan Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
The Heritage Foundation says Florida provides the most educational freedom to families. The storied conservative political action group released its Education Freedom Report Card, ranking schools and education policy in the nation based on school choice, parental involvement, transparency, and budget spending. Florida ranked the highest, followed by Arizona and Idaho. At the bottom of the list was New Jersey, New York, and lastly, the District of Columbia. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Tens of thousands of Catalan separatists rallied in Barcelona today, hoping to reignite the independence movement that is fraying as it nears the five-year anniversary of its failed breakaway bid from the rest of Spain. For the past decade, the September 11 rally held on Catalonia's main holiday has been the focal point of the Northeast region's separatist movement. A sex sting in California has arrested more than 160 sex workers and would-be johns. Fox's Roger Stern has details.
Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd says his deputies conducted Operation Fall Hall 2 to help women caught up in sex trafficking.
It's important to understand that if there were no Johns, if there were no customers, there would be no prostitutes. and there would be no human trafficking.
Among those who allegedly solicited sex from undercover officers pretending to be prostitutes, a police official from Georgia, a Florida state corrections officer, several teachers, and two Disney employees. And officers discovered at least two sex trafficking victims. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Giro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.